Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Where do you find a good real estate agent? How do you find somebody in real estate? It's funny. So Drew Jones, who is a collaborator with me on the Senior Moments segment, which is going to come up in just a moment, he did a great job poking fun at how people find real estate agents, including myself. And he pokes fun at me as well. And I really enjoy his sense of humor. Drew and I have known each other 25, 30 years almost now. And in coming up with the idea of Senior Moments and realizing that people are challenged about how do I even go through a process of downsizing my stuff? How do I figure out where I'm going to live if I'm going to move? We looked at how do people find real estate agents. So, but where do you find your local real estate agent? Well, of course, you know I'm in the business, so you know me from the show. That's why you're listening this morning. But how else do we find? Is it the agent who does the best job of marketing themselves, sending stuff to you over and over and over and over again? Is it the person with the reputation? Is it the person whose magnet's on your refrigerator or whose fly swatter you have in the broom closet or the jar opener with their name on the top? Shoot, folks, I started in the business in 87, and I went door to door over and over and over and over and over to the same houses. And in fact, in that area, I deliver a jar of apple butter to the same homes that I used to do years and years ago. People love it. Of course, at first they were a little suspicious. Who's bringing jam to my door, right? But on the top of the jar, I put my name initially. It would just be my name and a phone number in the office and the name of the broker I was with at that point, Llewellyn Realtors. And then eventually we all got pictures on there that were black and white, and then we moved to color, and now it's full color, and then the stickers are no longer paper. Now they're the same material of a candy wrapper, and it's very high-end. But if you, and I've done this before, walked into somebody's house, and there in the pantry, they've got five jars of apple butter that I've delivered without ever having opened them. And you look at the top of the jar, and you can see me in the 1980s with my big honking glasses, you know, the big wide square ones, and how goofy I looked in retrospect. But it was popular at that time, and you can see me age through the top of the jars of apple butter. How many times have you met a real estate agent whose picture you've been seeing forever, and they look nothing like the picture that you've seen? Well, that's not uncommon as well. In our next segment of Senior Moments, let's see how Drew has painted the discovery of a real estate agent and how a real estate agent can help them in their process.
Well, I'm ready to move. Now, I just wish I could walk out my front door and magically, poof, be whisked away into my new home at Versailles Meadows.
Okay now, wait a pair of seconds, Mom. We have to call a real estate agent to come in and tell us how much the house is worth and what to do to get top dollar. That kind of thing isn't instantaneous, you know.
Oh, but for Eric Stewart it is.
Eric Stewart? You know about Eric Stewart?
Of course, Jenny. I wasn't born yesterday, you know. He's that guy on the radio who sells a house like a flapjack at a church pancake festival.
How do you know this guy?
I wasn't born yesterday. He's on my refrigerator. Isn't that where you find real estate agents? I think he's also in my refrigerator, too.
In your refrigerator?
Yeah. He gives out jars of apple butter every fall. A regular Johnny Appleseed of real estate. And I hear he's cute, too. Cute as a button. At least that's what the ladies at Bingo tell me.
Okay, Mom. He does seem to be helping Mr. Vapid getting his house ready. Let me see. Oh. Yeah, you're right, Mom. Right there on the refrigerator. Wow. It's amazing all the magnets you've got with his picture on them. You can see the guy age through the years. Looks like he started in high school and looks close to dead about now. Anyway.
Why don't we call him?
Okay. Where's his number? Ah, on the jar of apple butter, of course. 1-800-900-9104. Well, that was easy. He said he just happened to be in the neighborhood and would be right over. That was a little creepy. Hi, you must be Eric. Wow, you don't look a thing like your picture. You actually look alive.
Well, thanks. Nice to meet you. I love your bluestone slate walkway. You certainly have taken great care of the place.
Oh, yes. The ladies at Bingo were right.
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing. Can you sell my house for me? I need a contract tomorrow so I can get the perfect apartment at the perfect retirement community.
Tomorrow?
Well, by the day after would be okay, too. You see, I need to sell fast and for top dollar.
Okay. Well, why don't you walk me through and tell me about your home? I'll give you some suggestions on where you can put a dollar in and get $2 back, you know, with a few improvements, and then we can sit down at your kitchen table and discuss my marketing strategies and price your home based on some recent sales. Sound good?
Oh, I just love a man who takes control.
Mom!
Meanwhile, later that day...
Who are you?
I'm Henry, the narrator. They needed a transition over to Tommy in his dad's house.
Well, can you do your transition somewhere else? We're in the middle of a real estate deal right now.
Sorry. Just trying to do a job here. I only get one stinking line. I guess one line doesn't need to be delivered in a quiet setting. Outside is fine if you only have one little line. Eric has all his lines inside and with music. Meanwhile, later that day...
Dad? Dad? Where are you, Dad?
Wow, this place looks amazing.
Thanks, Tommy. It does. I just followed the rule of three.
That sounds like a radical group from the early 70s. Well, what's the rule of three?
Eric Stewart says there are three things that can get you top dollar when you sell your house. One, declutter. That's a 10-for-1 return. Two, paint. That's a 2-for-1 return. And three, replace your carpets and clean your floors, etc.
That's four.
What's four?
Declutter, paint, replace carpets, and refinish your floors. That's four.
Replace your carpets and clean your floors. Conjunction problems. They're sort of grouped as one thing since they're both involving floors.
Got it. That rule of three worked. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. Your home looks so much bigger and brighter than it did before.
Eric's rule of three, son. Rule of three. You wanted me to get my home market ready, didn't you?
Absolutely, Dad. Hey, is that a sign truck putting a for sale sign up in the front yard?
Yep. Eric came by earlier and told me we were ready. He ordered the sign up, and here we go.
That was less than a half hour ago.
Yeah, that Eric Stewart reminds me of Clint Eastwood in The Good and the Bad and the Ugly. He didn't let the grass grow under his feet. I already signed up for a trial stay at Versailles Meadows.
Dad, that's where Jenny's mom is moving. How did you find that place?
I got a postcard about a seminar they were having with the world's oldest active surfer. The guy's 103 years old and surfs every day at the Versailles sister community in Maui. Hey, I'm only 83, so I'm not that old. As I see it, I've got 20 years of surfing ahead of me, if the sharks don't eat me.
Dad, there's a van pulling up in front, with quite the pile of kids. They're getting out of the car.
Oh, son, that would be perfect. I was praying for a nice family to buy the place and raise their kids here like we raised all of you. Son, I wish your mom could see this place. It hasn't looked this good since you were born.
It looks amazing. I am so proud of you for making the decision to go and start a new season of life.
You're just saying that.
No, Dad. I mean it. You're doing the right thing.
I know I am, and I'm ready. Time to let the past go and move on. Oh, hi. Come in. You love it here.
You know, sometimes it is really easy to sell a house. We sell them fast for top dollar. 35% of the houses I sold last year sold in 8 days or less. I'm always grateful for those opportunities. Well, hey, got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with my closing thoughts.